guys were very much part of this game. Hugoton had their big runs, but they've had some pretty big runs on their opponents over the last few ball games. And, you know, for probably 3.5 quarters, this is a pretty close game, 8 to 12 points here, but they were hot shooting down the stretch here. And I think this is a much improved performance for you guys tonight, despite the 20-point loss.
Yeah, you know, the we talked to our guys a lot about how you handle adversity. And after Friday's game, you know, they were faced with some adversity of their own. And how they were going to show up and compete tonight was a big question. And I thought they answered they answered it the right way. Our ball movement was better tonight than it has been in a long time. If not our best game, you know, moving the ball. But we were able to get some looks. You know, unfortunately, it's just you need a lot of things to go your way when you're playing a team that's shooting the ball like that. I mean, five guys on the floor and you know, four out of the five for the most part are going to be able to knock down open shots. So you got to do a really good job of keeping the ball in front of you. And, you know, it's a struggle. It's tough. You know, our margin of error is not as big as other teams. And but, you know, I thought we did answer that question. And, you know, it showed a lot of character for our guys to come out here and battle and, you know, have it at 8 points there in the third quarter or so. So I thought we did a lot of good things. You know, we got to be able to find shooters and keep the ball in front of us so we don't have to help.
Well, you know, despite you guys giving up the 67 points tonight, I thought you guys defended them pretty well. I know there's a couple breakdowns around the perimeter and stuff, but I think overall you defended them pretty well. They just hit some pretty tough shots.
Yeah, you know, they did. And, you know, any team that shoots 15 for 20 in a game a few days ago, you know, they're going to come in with confidence. And we were right there, you know, a couple of dribble handoffs. So I thought we were right there in their face. And, you know, the Korf raises up and hits it over the top of them. And, but, you know, when a shooter sees the ball go in the basket the first couple of times they shoot it, I mean, look out. Because, you know, you're never really in their way unless you just eliminate the catch. So, you know, we did a pretty good job. Like you said, there was a couple just crazy breakdowns where we had four guys running to the paint when they run four guys to the perimeter, you know. So we've got to be smarter and communicate better in our matchups and transition.
Well, offensively, you had a pretty good night. You guys shot the ball better from three-point range, and it was weird. Not a lot of fouls called, but it was pretty consistent. You only had one free throw, and Blaine Cole hit that free throw, but I thought you had balance across your scoring with Dylan, and he had 11 there, and then you had Josh and Harrison and Blaine Culp there, 7-8 points there. And I think that's something that seems, you know, pretty promising going down the stretch here.
Yeah, and a lot of that has to do with ball movement. You know, the ball did not stick as much as it has, and, you know, because of that we were able to get some, you know, really good looks. You know, I think everybody likes to, you know, play in a game where they know they're going to touch the ball a little bit. And, you know, every once in a while, that's not the case. But I don't know what we did turnover wise. It was obviously better than it was Friday. Mm-hmm. But that comes because you move the ball, you know, you pass it to the open man, you keep basketball simple. When you allow pressure to get to you and then you've got to create off the dribble is when you can kind of put yourself in trouble. I thought we did a better job tonight, you know, keeping the ball moving and keeping the pressure off of us.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I thought maybe you guys did a better job of handling their pressure tonight.
Yeah, well, we did. And it simply came because of the ball movement. You know, we didn't, for the majority, didn't, you know, hold the ball and let their pressure, you know, get up into us and really pressure us. So I thought we were smarter off the catch, squaring up, seeing the floor, and not wasting that dribble. Because, you know, for us, our first step is our most dangerous step. You know, once we put the ball on the ground, as far as, you know, shake ability and getting past people, we're not fantastic at. But we have strength. We've got guys that are pretty strong, and they have fast first steps. So they've got to make sure that those are the keys to their ball handling. You know, don't just waste your first dribble, because then you put the pressure on you. And I thought they did a better job tonight.
Well, Friday and Saturday, a couple more games for you. Go to Cimarron on Friday. They're a 6-4 team, and then you have Goodland at home here on Saturday. They're a 5-6 team. So some teams that have been improved here over the last from years past here. But this, I think, the way you guys play tonight, you have to feel like that you guys have a chance in a lot of your ball games coming up here.
Yeah, I mean, if we can eliminate some of the turnovers, some of the mental breakdowns in transition, and we control the tempo and play through our post, you know, we'll give ourselves a chance. But, you know, we've got to continue to bring it. You know, Friday I thought was just a big letdown for us. You know, it is what it is. But I thought they bounced back tonight, and hopefully tonight, you know, even, you know, it's a 20-point loss, but it's a really good team, and you know, they're shooting the ball incredibly well. So, you know, looking forward to, you know, hopefully getting to play a couple more games this week, and, you know, looking to you know, just improve with our guys.
Coach Brian Gentry joining us here as the Beavers drop a tough one, but much better effort here tonight, 67-47. Thanks again, as always, Coach, here, and we'll see you a few more times here this week.
All right, thanks, Adam.